When did you start in the company?
Well, I started when I left school at 14 in 1935. Came direct into the company, you know, as sort of an apprentice. Going.
What were you an apprentice to?
Well, to the general trade, the building and decorating trade. And my first job was we had recently decorated the tax office in Wells. So my first job consisted of scrubbing all the floors after the painters and painting the radiators.
How long would you have been an apprentice for?
Well, at that time it was 7 years.
Were you paid as an apprentice?
Yes, but being the boss's son, we always got less than everyone else. And there was a rate off paid for apprentices. And of course, at the end of the term, you got indentures for having served your apprenticeship. And then at that time, you also then did a further time of 2 years as an improver before you came on to the full rate of pay.
I've come across the word journeyman. Does that apply with building and decorating?
Not really, no. I think it's just, as an improver, you were between the grades of apprentice and a fully-fledged craftsman.
So how many other apprentices were there working with you?
I can't remember offhand, but I should say 3 or 4, because we always had, you know, quite a number. In fact, at that time, I suppose we had about 20 to 25 men working for us. That was all trades, from masons, carpenters, painters, plumbers, etc.
And were you working in the Wells area?
Most of our work was in the Wells area, because then everything was local. I mean, you only had either hand carts to take things around, or my father's time he had a pony and trap which would do the villages. So, you know, yes, it was either within cycling distance or walking distance.
What kind of hours did you work in a day?
Well, we started at 8 in the morning, and then we finished at 5 to half past, generally 5 o'clock. But of course we did work Saturday mornings, from 8 to 12 on a Saturday.
And what kind of jobs were you doing? You mentioned the first one, but...
Well, we did, you know, decorating. We did a lot of work in schools, generally during the holiday times, and public houses. Did a lot of work in those bars and redecorating, painting outsides of houses and that. And then at that time there was a general trade in interior decorating, and we were quite heavily loaded towards that because in those days the spring cleaning was done, and that was a very busy time, and everyone would really empty their house and spring clean it from top to bottom, and we'd be called in to decorate maybe one or two rooms at that time.
Now, I know you were saying you went off and were called up. Which year was that?
I was called up in April 41, and just previous to that, of course, the war had started, and we were then involved in painting white lines all around the pavements and the curbstones in Wells. I think probably all the firms in Wells were involved in it. And we used to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to start that. Black and white spaces going all around the curbstones. We also did some work on the army camps which are springing up around here. We used to doing blackouts at Shepton Prison and tented camps. We made the ablution trays, and some of the tents were lined out with tentous board and put floors in them, actually. So there's quite a bit of work involved in that as the war came on. And then, as I said, I was called up